Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
The Joker is wild. The reboot or origin story of the arch-villain from the DC Comics Batman franchise is a tour de force. Joker, which stars Joaquin Phoenix in the title role of Joker, is the first standalone theatrical movie featuring the character. No spoiler alert here, but Joker leaves room for sequels should Joaquin Phoenix choose to reprise his role. The film also references the backstory of Bruce Wayne, aka Batman, and of his father, Thomas Wayne. Joker has divided movie reviewers and movie fans. Nonetheless, look for Joker to be a top Oscar contender in multiple categories, including an actor Oscar nomination for Joaquin Phoenix. However, Joker has caused movie theaters to enforce a no-costume policy for moviegoers, which is posted at some Lehigh Valley multiplexes. Still, there's no denying the power, craftsmanship, and excellent quality of Joker as a film. Joaquin Phoenix is astounding in the title role as Arthur Fleck, aka Joker. Joaquin Phoenix brings all his acting chops to bear for the role. Arthur Fleck aspires to be a stand-up comedian and a guest on a Johnny Carson-styled late-night TV show hosted by Murray Franklin, played by a never-better Robert De Niro. Arthur is caring for his invalid mother, Penny, played by Frances Conroy, in their squalid apartment. And Arthur harbors a growing desire to develop a relationship with Sophie, a terrific Zazie Beetz. The screenplay by director Todd Phillips and Scott Silver sets up the obvious so cleverly for the character of Arthur Fleck, a clown who masks inner pain and psychological turmoil, a mentally disturbed person who doesn't receive the proper medication and counseling, and a person who suffers from an actual neurological problem, the pseudo-bulbar effect, or emotional incontinence, which is an emotional disturbance characterized by inappropriate, uncontrollable crying or laughing. Joker takes place in a gritty Gotham City circa 1981. Joker is a psychological thriller on the order of Psycho, Taxi Driver, and The Silence of the Lambs. It's the story of a loner, bereft of hope, denied of love, and seduced by hatred. Joker is a seemingly unexpected breakthrough work by director Todd Phillips, known for the mainstream, comedic, crowd-pleasing theatrical features Hangover and its two sequels. Joker is also a crowd-pleaser, but for different reasons. It cuts to the core of marginalized individuals, dreams deferred, and society run amok. Joker is a cautionary tale for these times we live in. Joker is MPAA rated R for strong, bloody violence, disturbing behavior, language, and brief sexual images. Opening October 25th. Western stars Bruce Springsteen and Tom Zimney co-direct the documentary of a live concert of Bruce Springsteen performing songs from his latest album, Western Stars. The Last Full Measure. Todd Robinson directs Bradley Whitford, Samuel L. Jackson, Sebastian Stan, and William Hurt in the war drama. 34 years after his death, Airman William H. Pitzenbarger Jr. is awarded the Medal of Honor. The Current War. Alfonso Gomez-Rayon directs Tom Holland, Tuppence Middleton, Benedict Cumberbatch, and Matthew McFadden in the biography drama about the rivalry to establish electricity between Thomas Edison and George Westinghouse. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.